You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. A classic from tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, Body and Soul. I took that off of the Ken Burns Jazz Collection, the definitive Coleman Hawkins, a track celebrated for influencing the development of bebop, which arrived shortly after this 1939 recording, a track notable for being almost entirely improvised around the melody. And interestingly, a last-minute add-on in the studio at the end of a planned recording session. Guitarist Randy Napoleon before that looking at material from composer Greg Hill from the album Waking Dream. That was the title track. And that project brought together four of his virtuoso former guitar students, Luke Stittard, Chris Manami, Jocelyn Gould, and Ben Turner, along with the rhythm section of pianist Rick Rowe, bassist Rodney Whitaker, and drummer Quincy Davis. And the set started with a new release from B3 player Pat Bianchi off of Pat's new album Confluence. We heard It Was a Very Good Year, his 10th recording as leader. And this group sees him working with saxophonist Troy Roberts and drummer Colin Stranahan. Well, we'll head into our final set with another new album just being released. This from the Glasgow-based quartet of saxophonist Brian Molley off of his new album Tus Origin. This is Dance of the Waves.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, going out this week with a recording from August 14th, 1958. Alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges from the album Side by Side, Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges. We heard Let's Fall in Love. Ben Webster doing the work on the tenor. Roy Eldridge on the trumpet. Pianist Billy Strayhorn. Bassist Wendell Marshall. And drummer Joe Jones. Music out of New York City before that from harmonica player Yvonik Prene off of his album New York Moments, that was Milestones, Brian Charette on the B3, and Jordan Young on the drums. And the set started with a new release out of the Glasgow jazz scene from saxophonist Brian Molley and his quartet off of their new album Tuss Origin. We heard Dance of the Waves with pianist Tom Gibbs, bassist David Bowden, and drummer Stefan Henderson. And that's a CD that traces its influences from the Outer Hebrides of Scotland to the eastern states of the U.S. and into the south in Louisiana. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Birds in the subtropics of the Andes Mountains have to be creative to get their share of food from the forest. To outsip their competition, sword-billed hummingbirds have a distinct adaptation. These birds' beaks are longer than their bodies. Found in the temperate forests from Venezuela to Bolivia, these hummingbirds have co-evolved with various flower species to create a niche food source. They rely entirely on tube-like flowers that other species could never reach. While their sword-like beaks are handy for reaching a snack undisturbed by others, a beak that long doesn't come without challenges. For one thing, it's difficult to keep clean. The solution? Sliding it back and forth against tree branches, like a knight sharpening their blade. Then there's the problem of cleaning their feathers. Most birds can easily use their tongues, since they don't have a big, awkward beak to get in the way. Instead, sword-billed hummingbirds put their flexibility to the test and clean themselves with a good old scratch from their legs. So one big adaptation leads to new challenges. But these clever birds are up to the job. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.